Hey, 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 what's up, party people?
Let's go! Chip has a fucking podcast. 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 Fuck yeah!
Well, okay, hold on a second. I'll be coming in just a minute. Is everybody in?
Yeah. I think.
Okay, hold on a second. Now you got to get like there's a buzz going because there's three ladies and me, and that's going to be exciting for everybody. So what you ought to do is maybe the three of you could be talking like, where is he? Is he coming? And I'll really let the anticipation build, and then I'll pop in when everybody just thinks I'm not going to show up. But act real concerned.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Like, Zia, maybe you could start, like, you're dabbing your eyes or something, and then Karen can go, what's wrong? Perfect. Tissue in hand. And you guys could talk. Flutzy, you jump in with some concern. Karen, you just jump in with some concern, and then I'll come in and save the day.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That's good. Okay.
Oh, my God, Zia, your pussy's leaking. Are you okay?
I'm just really concerned about Chip. Where is he, Karen?
I don't know. He said he was going to be here. Flutzy, have you seen him?
No, I haven't.
Can you smell him?
I can't really smell him. He must have showered.
Ladies, I'm here.
Yay! Oh! Yay! Chip is here.
Look at you. Oh, my God.
Daddy's back.
Breathe.
Daddy's back. I saw everybody getting worried and concerned and whatnot. I got a new backdrop. Those are not real people.
Oh my God. You look like Wimbledon. You look like you just won the US Open.
Thank you. I did that in honor of Freddie Mercury and Queen's performance. I thought that was so marvelous and moving.
Chippy, it's so good to see you.
It's good to see you too, babe. Where you been? I've been watching your flute videos and whatnot.
I've been fluting and tooting, you know, in Manhattan, just sitting here all by my lonesome, waiting for you to come and sweep me off my feet again.
I've been very busy. I had piles. Oh, sorry. That's not romantic. I shouldn't say that to a woman.
You had piles?
Yeah, I had piles.
Did you go to the
doctor? Tell me more.
I was on the toilet for too long. Yeah, I did go to the doctor, and it was starting to look like the top of a cave. And I was like, I got to go have this taken care of. They were like wind chimes. And he goes, you just got to stop sitting on a toilet. He goes, you sit more than 20 minutes at a time on a toilet. And I'm like, yeah, sometimes 2.5-3 hours playing checkers.
God. You know what? I'll sit for like 30 minutes.
What's that?
I'll sit for like 30 minutes sometimes. On the toilet? Then my leg gets numb. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys just need some chilling. Fiber.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you reading or are you trying to push one out? Or are you just kind of like fucking elbows on your fucking knees? What are you doing on a toilet? Talk at me, flutist.
You know what, though? I'll say this. Sometimes I'm just scrolling through Instagram or I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to post next, you know, or as of recently, looking at the stock markets because I've been wheeling and dealing, trading.
What have you been buying?
What have I been buying? Oh, my God. I'm into the cryptocurrency.
A lot of body paint, right?
That's right. I seen that. Pornographic, as far as I'm concerned. My mother said, that's dirty, Chippa. No. You know what? It's got paint in it.
It looks like regular clothes.
It's art. It's art, Chip.
No, that's what I said. That's pornography.
Okay. Some people think so.
Yeah, believe me. Instagram should take action. I'm furious.
Come on. No.
You want me to be banned?
You can report, Chip. I'm just saying, you know, there's a report button that you can, if you see a photo you don't like. I'm just throwing that out there.
I don't like to rat. I don't hit buttons like that, but I've written a few letters, regular mail to Instagram. Told them this is pornography.
See, how do you tell them which photo it is?
I'm like, check out Flutzy and go back a few days.
Get her.
Yeah, get her.
She's going to lose all 4,000 of her followers. Chip.
I know. Actually, it's 5,000.
Hey. Right.
That's pretty chill.
To her, you know?
She's trying.
Her fans need her.
Yeah, they do. Those little sexy paint. Now, Karen, you don't mind posing in a sensual outfit on Instagram?
I sure don't. Not while I still have this rock hard 50-year-old body.
That's fucking hot too. I like that, you know? Yeah, hope you don't mind the all white. I just figured since it was me and three ladies, you know, it was...
You look like Andre Sagassi.
Wait, who's Andre Sagassi?
Like Andre Agassi, but I made it sag.
Oh, god damn it. Hold the, we're going to cut that part out. Yeah, that's not my fault. That's Norton. Don't be mad at me because he can't stop fucking eating keto chocolates. Oh, these are good for you. They're from Costco. Fucking white trash hack.
Oh, wow.
God damn it.
You look great.
Come on. Cut it out, babe. What? Fucking,
you look skinny.
Oh, come on, babe. Hold on. Quiet. Flutus is talking.
You look skinny.
Thanks.
Have you been working out?
Chip. And that's coming from the skinniest bird in the animal kingdom.
Excuse me. I have lost a lot of weight, actually.
Yeah, you do look good and skinny. Oh, look, we got fucking, we each got hats.
Oh, fuck.
I decided to bring my French out.
Oh, yeah. Oui, oui. Bonsoir. Bonsoir, Flutie.
What's bonsoir, man? There you go. Zia got a hat, too.
You got a hat. I wanted to
feel like... Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Avec moi, ce soir?
Is that Lucy, that song?
Je pense que tu es la plus belle fille dans tout le monde.
Do you speak French, Karen?
Je peux parler français. Très bien. J'ai étudié quand j'étais 17 au lycée. Je suis arrivée à Paris quand j'étais 17. Thank you so much.
Fermez la bouche. Fermez la bouche. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Chip, you speak French too?
Fuck yeah.
I'm thoroughly impressed, I must say.
Yeah.
That might have been the hottest thing I've ever heard.
Fuck oui.
Yeah, ask me a queer. Fuck yeah. A whole bunch of other words I know too. Did I count to 10 yet? Yeah, I did that one already.
You did.
Ha ha ha. Baguette. That's also French, right?
Yeah, it reminds me of Norton's nickname. Close enough.
Baguette.
Yeah, I thought you were calling. Jim was going to pop in a room, you know. Yeah, I like to speak. It's the language of love, Karen. That's why we get along. Hold on.
C'est la vérité. Je l'adore. That's what I do to my dog every morning because I'm so alone.
What were you saying? I couldn't hear you. My headphones cut out. I don't just have a rudimentary knowledge of counting to 10. I speak the language with great fluidity.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Allez-y.
I can't get onto this rhythm.
Yeah, no, I understand. Believe me, I am multicultured, flutist. Trust me.
I learn more about you every day. I'm impressed.
Thank you, babe. Daddy appreciates that. Yeah, that's better, Zia. Show your nice hairdo because you did a dye job. It looks fucking great. I like the color.
Are you talking to me?
Yes,
I took my hat off and I missed it. Thank you. I decided to go very light. This took freaking 7 hours to do.
Why?
Which is, I don't know, because they have to do all the foils and it takes so long. Holy shit. I didn't realize I had so much freaking hair.
Wait, why they put foil in your hair? That doesn't sound good. That whole time out, cut that out.
Oh, okay. I mean, I imagine it's to keep the aliens out of your brain, right? Like, that's why.
No, it's to connect them to your brain, actually.
Oh, crap.
It's an insulator.
That's also a good theory. A good theory. Fucking,
it's to get them attracted to you in the first place, because shiny things. And then, here we go.
Is that why I don't remember a full day after that happened?
Yep, exactly. Either that or it was an uncle. One of those two things could be. Believe me, I've had a lot of days lost. I thought we were camping. Ah, you fell and hurt your hiney. It happens.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's okay. I got over it. He was right. I fell and I must have landed on a stick or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Was there blood?
Yeah, not in my undershorts, though. Those were thrown away. But I saw some on the back of my socks. I'm like, oh, it must have really been bad.
Ow.
You must be flexible.
No, it was just from walking. It went all the way down. Apparently, the back of my legs got washed off. Now, let me ask you, Karen, you look so pretty, all blue and whatnot, dressing up for daddy. I appreciate that.
Always.
You look so lovely. Let me ask you. So you went away. You was in like fucking Colombia. What were you doing?
I went to Puerto Rico. I wanted to gracias, de nada, buenos noches. I went there to get to the bottom of what happened with Luis J. Gomez and I.
Did you figure it out?
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody asked me, they were like, hey, how's Puerto Rico? Is it safe there? I'm like, no, there's a bunch of Puerto Ricans here.
That's, hold on, cut that out. That's racially insane. Oh, you're talking about Lewis. All right, that's okay.
I'm talking about Lewis.
Lewis would co-sign that. He'd be okay with it.
I honestly had the best time. I highly recommend Hotel Cantado, Vanderbilt. It was beautiful.
Wait, Hotel Cantado? Is that because somebody recommended that to you?
Yeah, I fell for an Instagram ad.
Did you really?
Wow.
How do you spell it? C-U-N.
Condado.
C-O-N. Oh, my apologies. Apologies.
Condado. I went there. I worked out in the gym. I banged my MMA boyfriend guy a little bit. And then I ate out. I ate some meat. I had some dinners and I people watched. It was great.
Oh, you went there with an MMA guy?
He was already there. Gare Bear. Gary Tonin.
Oh, yeah. I remember that guy's name. Yeah. Me and him were talking about like karate and whatnot and things of that nature. Yeah. He knows I'm into it. Like I know like some karate and stuff.
Yeah. It was really hot. I would like go like work out for like an hour in the gym and he would go like train all day to kill people. So it was like the same. We were the same.
And then what happened after? I hope you would both shower before lovemaking.
Of course. We definitely rinse. Well, I douche, of course. But
I'm a girl.
You know, we had a good time. It was great. Such a hard body. He's got a fatter ass than me.
Is he in good shape?
Yeah, he's in great shape. He's like walking around with a weapon, you know?
I didn't think women like that.
A weapon?
Not his ass to himself, you know? Like he could like shoot anyone at any moment and they would die. And all the waiters at the restaurants were like, oh, Gary, man, you're a legend. And I'm like, hey, do you guys like comedy? And they're like, shut up. We don't care. We're here for Gary.
So let me ask you something, because a lot of girls don't like that hard body, right? A lot of girls like a mushier man that they can hug, like a squeeze toy.
Yeah, they just like to like two handfuls of tapioca.
Yeah,
they like to feel their man just melt all over them.
Yeah,
that's the best.
That's what a girl told me. She goes, Chipper, I love when I push one of your breasts together and I can mush the other one together and my palms don't even touch.
Hey, some girls like cleavage too on a guy.
There you go, babe. Yeah. See, that's it. Now let's talk, because I usually don't have, it's very rare I get the opportunity to have three women who are all kind of like fighting over Chipper and whatnot.
Hand in right. Tooth.
So let's discuss something. First of all, Fluter, what's your fucking, what's your newest music video? You've been putting a lot of time and effort into them, allegedly.
Yes, allegedly so.
Very good.
Very good. On YouTube, what the hell did I come out with last?
I guess
the cardigans. Somebody had requested me to do it. You remember that joint, the cardigans?
Yeah. No. I don't like sweaters. They make me itch.
No, that was the band name. Come on.
Was that a lady?
Romeo and Juliet, the soundtrack.
Oh, well, yeah. There was a lead singer. A lady was the lead singer in this band. I don't know. They had this one famous song that fell off and then, it was cool. I think I'm going to do a Caribbean Queen next.
Oh. No, it's Caribbean Queen.
Caribbean Queen.
Who is that? Is that Billy Ocean?
Yes.
A god awful
song. The
music
is good though. The piano is real good.
I hate the way he goes, Caribbean Queen. Fucking stinks. By the way, here's a song that women always like because they think it's cool. Fucking Black Velvet. That's an awful song. Black boop, 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 boop.
Oh. Who does that song?
I don't know. I don't like it.
Okay.
Because she thinks she's sultry and dangerous. Fucking annoying.
Oh.
Why do you
I'm
like it?
I'm sultry and dangerous.
I'm trying to think of the song. I think I know.
Black Velvet and the Little Boys.
Yeah. And she trails off like she's fucking, like she's wearing black leather, walking through a fucking smoky room. It's, you know, if you please.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the type of song fat girls in a convertible go like, yeah, it's my song.
Wow.
That and Heart.
Oh, yeah. What's the Heart song? I like, you know that part, that playing with the Queen of Hearts? I like that song.
Yeah.
Aracuda? Is that them?
I don't know.
I like the song Alone.
Sopencuda. That's my band.
Sopencuda.
Barracuda.
That's what you do to all the ladies.
There you go, babe. Uh-huh. Isolate that. That's the promo.
This is a really crazy like foursome you've organized for yourself, Chip. This is such ingenuity.
Well, you know, hold on, daddy's eye itches. I also put out an invitation to fucking Kevin Bregman as a fifth, but he wasn't feeling particularly well.
Whoa.
Wow.
So hopefully next week he'll be on.
Must have been really sick.
I mean, believe me, not that the fucking Chippa mind's being with three fucking ladies and not the three ladies' mind being with Chippa.
I think this is a much better dynamic than a wheezing gas bag in the corner just shouting crazy shit, you know?
That's right. Fuck, we don't need that. I'm trying to vibe with the ladies. I'm trying to vibe. We don't need somebody to go, what the fuck, Chip?
So Chippy, I'm going to put you on the spot really quick. Since the three of us.
Put daddy on the spot.
Yes, the three of us want your love. So,
of course.
How would you seduce us, and would you do it the same or differently?
Let's see. That's a really super good question. The first thing I would probably do, like, let's just say with you, I would probably say I'd take you out. Like, we could do something nice. We could go, like, fluting or something like that.
Oh.
What, you, like, look in the trash for old flutes?
Yeah, why not? Or I'd bring, like, a straw or something, make a flute. We'd go fucking.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And then I'd take you to the boardwalk and we can like hold hands and get some French onion soup and a coffee black, no milk, no sugar. Then just sit on the bench and kiss until the seagulls flocked around us.
Yeah.
Oh, my cousins, when they come around.
There you go. You That's said so before Karen to did.
See, to take me to see my family.
But that'd be nice.
That's so sweet.
Kissing on the bench before the gulls fly around and honor us.
Hopefully they shit on you too.
I've had that happen one time. You ever have a bird shit on you?
Yes, recently.
Where? Got me right in the mouth. I was yawning. I was looking up under a bird nest. I was yawning and I didn't even know it happened. It hit right in the back of my throat, scraped the back of my tongue. Fucking my breath.
What did it taste like, Chip?
The imagery.
I don't know. It was on the back of my tongue. And I'm like, as soon as I get home, I'm going to have to rinse this out. But I was out, you know, I was on a date and stuff. So I kind of told the next morning it was in my mouth.
Did you kiss her after?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It's really weird because it's white with little black fecal matter in it. I was so unhappy. I know. Believe me, you're telling me.
They call it, that's truffle butter in rap songs.
Oh, yeah.
That's disgusting.
Wait, truffle butter, is that where you put your pecker in and it comes out and it's got that stuff on it?
Yeah, goo, like poo-poo, a little poo-poo, and then a little other goo makes truffle butter.
Oh, is that anal sex? Oh, okay. Yeah.
But it's
anal back to regular, back to anal.
You ever have
one? That's how you get your cooter all messed up.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeast infections.
You know what? Such a good point you brought up, because I always wondered how these porn stars do the back and forth. How do they do the back and forth?
I think that they just get really cleaned out. They all go to the car wash together afterwards and they put their legs out the window.
No, they do. They do this thing where they take the laxatives. You have to prep for that. I read an interview with a porn star that talked about that. You prep for it. You have to eat, you take laxatives, you eat certain kinds of foods in certain orders. So when the last of it comes out, you know what it is, you know what I'm saying? And then they enema themselves up there. Like they're good and clean and ready to go. Professionals.
I love a good old fashioned colonic. I was gassy at my last one. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, but tell us again. Daddy filled up when you said it.
Yeah. I was like, I made my own little hot tub next to me.
It was burgling in the tube. Fuck yeah. And the best way to go from like back in front, because I don't want to use salty language, is I start in the back. And then once in a while, you pull it out. And you ever see when you go to like the fucking ice cream store and you're like, put the chocolate coating on it. And they put the hard coating on it. When your pecker looks like that, then you go in the front, you clean it off. Then you go. God. Is that right?
No.
Is that when you do ATM?
That's a lot of poop.
Yeah, it happens, babe. You want to play in the rain, your uniform's going to get dirty. That's what I always say.
I know.
ATM.
It's funny.
Amen.
Yeah, so that's what I would do.
Cleanse.
No?
No. Never had to clean it out.
Just, no, you just leave it dirty. I like that. Yeah. I've heard that about you. Filthy. I'm like, oh, Flutzy, she's filthy back there.
Nah, she's probably just laying nice little neat eggs. Little balls.
They come out every once in a while.
They're beautiful. Little turd balls.
Little turd balls.
They're bird eggs.
Yeah, Flutzy's are probably long and stringy.
What? My turds?
Yep.
No. They're always compact.
Oh, never little stringy. Blocky mugs.
All right, but now you have to do Zia's date, and I bet you that it's just going to be like a virtual video game date anyway.
No. We could cook some, like, because you like to cook, we could cook like scallops or something.
Scallops are good.
And play like Atari and fucking talk about like our favorite places in fucking Hawaii. we could dress up like comic book characters and then we could kiss the night away. Like, aww. I could be dressed like the Hulk or something, and you could dress up like fucking Storms or Wonder Woman or something like that. We could just kiss the night away.
I love it. I absolutely love it, Chip. Do you like peanut butter and jelly snack cake?
Right before a kiss. Fuck yeah, I do. Because then our teeth and tongues just lock.
They get stuck together, right? From the peanut butter. Yeah.
I had my fingers in a girl recently and I pulled the old Gorilla Glue fucking trick.
Oh my God.
I guess we're stuck together for a while, you know. But she just finally, she broke both of my fingers and made me pull it out.
Yeah. Oh, ow. Yeah.
That's bloody.
Yeah. So that's what I would do with you.
That's gross.
Karen, that sounds fun.
Let's see. What would you want to do? I know what I would do. I would fucking show you like a bunch of comedy sketches.
No.
Because you're a comedian.
I hate it already.
No. We could sit there on the couch, right? Both like wearing things that highlight our genitals. Okay. And I could like watch some of your comedy. And I would like punch it up for you while we sat there. And then we could watch some fucking comedy movies.
No.
And, like, laugh together. And I could be like, yo, watch this part. Watch this part.
No, I hate this date.
No.
This date stinks. I'm not going. I want to redo.
I'm not going.
Then I want Flutzy's date.
Then we could lay on a bare skin rug.
I'm not going to lie, out of the three.
Yeah, your date is pretty good. French onion soup.
You're going to kiss the night away with Zia. You're going to laugh the night away with me.
No, but then me and you will lay on a bearskin rug and just make out like crazy.
Okay.
That sounds like that saves the date.
Yeah,
as long as I get some tongue.
Yeah, oh, believe me, right? Fuck, I lead with the tongue. Believe me, I come in hot. It's like a plug going into a socket.
You want to show us? I want to visualize.
He's showing. He is.
Like that.
Oh. Oh, man. Let me record this. I can sell this on my OnlyFans.
Yeah.
You know what I like about that, Chip, is the precision.
Go ahead, babe. What do you like?
It's the precision that you get. Yeah. It's so like, you know what spot you're going for and you're going to get that spot. That's good for a lot of good reasons, Chip.
Yeah. Leave a lot of space above and below the tongue and then come right in. Fucking a hard, taut tongue, like a little toe. Women love that.
Yeah,
but there'd be a lot of laughter, Karen. We'd have a lot of laughter on our fucking, a lot of comedy. We'd be watching like fucking stand up.
Yeah.
And I could tell you some of my favorite jokes.
Okay.
Fucking great.
Awesome.
Watch this part. Wait. This part coming up.
Yeah. Maybe we can watch The Office or Seinfeld or Curb.
Yo,
or
the masturbation episode. Believe me. I'd fucking tell you, you're not going to believe this.
Wait for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Great.
Or we can watch Michael Rich's Laugh Factory set. That was also fun. And make love to it.
Want to get real horny.
So, yeah, that sounds a little better, right, babe?
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds good. Great idea.
That's how I would do it, Flutzy. That's how I would do it.
When do we get to third base? I know you're a gentleman.
Now, third base is what? When I'm down there licking?
What is third base? I guess so. Yeah, definitely. Right?
What? Yeah. Third base is finger banging in the United States.
See, I just go from the tongue to sex. So I don't know the middle grounds.
You know, you could finger bang, Flutes?
Yeah, but you know, that's also sex. But if I'm finger banging, I'm fucking you. You know what I mean? Like, we're already there.
If a guy pulls out his fingers, Flutzy pulls out her flute. She's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
One
this
time
is what we're using.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, no, I'm good with my fingers. I put them in like that.
Oh, here they come.
And then I just kind of go like that back and forth.
No, no. Like that's that. Never going to do anything for him.
It makes him flip crazy.
And do that, Chip.
Yeah, you got to flip the hand.
The other way. Come here. No,
it comes in like that, and I just kind of go back and forth like that. They go crazy.
Yeah, like, with frustration. They're like, get out of me, you goofball. What are you doing down there?
No, no, because I'll say to her, like, I bet you're going to make a comma soon. Tell me when you make a comma. And always like, I can't.
Comer?
You're like DJ Noji.
Yeah, no, they get there. What's this, Zia? I don't like that.
That's where you you get the, like Karen said, no G, but you want the G. You got to get the G. That's how you get that
What's
spot.
The G?
It's the G spot. No, not interested in the G spot, Chip.
No, you're clitty. You like when a guy calls it that? Is that sensual?
You're itty bitty clitty.
Yeah, when I say you're clitty.
You say it like that, yeah.
Yeah, I like when a guy pretends like there's a spider climbing on my clit. He's like, the itsy bitsy spider is on your dirty clit.
That's fucking hot. Fuck
wow.
Yeah. That's fucking hot. That's a promo. Let's mark that. Itsy bitsy spider is on your dirty clit.
Here comes the rain and wash the spider out, slut.
Okay, we'll leave that. Kind of fell off, but.
Yeah. How many spiders have been down there?
Oh, yeah, right. How many? I don't know. How many spiders are there? Nauseous in the corner, you know. All right. That ain't very nice. I apologize. God damn it. I didn't mean that. Chip is being fresh.
Cobwebs.
So listen, are you back now with your boyfriend? What the fuck?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to be alone, I think, forever.
Why? What happened?
What happened?
Yeah.
Tell us. I just don't know, you know? There was one gentleman caller who I had been like talking to, messaging, and you know, we're in a pandemic, times are weird, but I still invited him to my place to like smoke a joint and then go have dinner. Like that was the plan. Yum. And then he got there, and let me put it this way, he wasn't interested in dinner.
Maybe he wanted just to smoke pot and then go out for a cup of cappuccino or something.
No, he wanted to have sex. He wanted to have sex.
Yeah, so why would a guy, you're inviting him over to do drugs, why would he think sex was following?
What's the matter with him?
I didn't see it coming.
But I mean, sex may have happened, but the schedule was pot, then dinner.
What kind of supper?
That's true.
I wanted to go to STK. I had big plans. See?
High standards. That's a high standard woman.
Yep.
You always got to get dinner before sex. Come on.
Yeah.
At the very least, also, like, I don't drink. So you're batting to like a cold fucking audience, too, man. And he was just like, come on, let's kiss and make out. I'm like, we just met. I don't even. Yeah.
Was this your first time meeting him in person?
In person, yeah. Oh. He was also very young. He was too young. He was 24. I was a young bull. I was clip trips, just a young buck.
So what'd you do? How'd you get him out of the house?
I found an old tennis ball and I threw it out of my apartment. I was like, go get it.
Oh, and he ran away. Yeah, that works. Believe me, a few times I've been fooled with that one. I'm like, what the fuck? That ain't right. He come back, the door's locked and whatnot.
I usually throw the treats. You know, the treats, they really get them.
The little, what, little food treats?
Little treats, yeah, because everybody likes food, you know?
Yeah.
So let me ask you. Now, Zia, when's the last time you had, you know?
Sexual relations?
I don't want to say that. That's vulgar.
That's too, I'm trying to think of a less vulgar way to say that. Just the other day.
Ew. You're a woman of loose virtue.
Well, it's my husband, so does that,
yeah,
a little bit.
That's fine. All right, I forgot.
Oh my God, husbands are so hard to come by. Yeah. How did you get one?
Well, if they're doing it wrong.
Well, I was about to ask Karen where she met this gentleman caller of hers. I ended up on the internet
where that's I meet what I thought. All of them.
You do, right, babe? You do.
Not dating apps. I don't do the apps, but I just like, I answer some messages because if somebody's like DMing me, it means they really like me. You know, they're putting their pride aside and I like that. So I'm like, I'll probably have my best shot with like these guys that like actually there's something about me that they like, but then they don't always turn out well.
Well, look, I would just say you never know. I did meet my husband on Tinder.
Did you?
Tinder.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You swiped right, huh?
Yeah. Yep, both of us did. And I was his first match and his first date.
Oh, is that what he told you? Okay, cool. Yeah, you're my first one. I said that too. I'm coming over. I got fucking Cuda slime on my pecker. Hey, the first girl I met on my fucking Tinder.
I don't know why he would say that, because he said that and I was like, you were not mine.
Oh, no. Okay.
No.
So wait, how many had you met?
On Tinder? A lot. Yeah. I don't even know. I'd have to go back and think about it and try to count how many. It was a lot. It was when I first moved to LA and I was exploring my options.
So let's just say your high score doesn't really compare to his, or vice versa.
No.
Exactly.
So wait a minute. Now, were you going on dates here? Did you see anybody more than once?
I did. I did see one guy twice. He was nice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he brought me Smarties. Not far at all with that guy. He didn't even try to make, he was a legitimate gentleman. He didn't try to make any moves at all.
Smarties?
Smarties, yeah.
What'd you meet on the Disney app? What a fucking creep.
Look, I'm telling you, the way to my heart is candy. If you bring me candy, I'm into it.
Okay.
Oh God, mine is money. Shit.
Good for you. That's
You're
it.
You kidding me?
Yeah, fucking over a fucking cake for Flutzy.
Just money.
You want a guy who's got some cake.
What more could you want besides that felt beret?
Well, dollar bills on the hundreds on these felt berets.
Okay.
I know, this is such a piece of shit hat, I swear.
Are you sweating under your arms?
What's a good beret?
Yes, I always sweat under my arms.
Oh my God.
I only sweat under my arms. I never sweat. You'll never see a bead come down my forehead. But you'll always see it on their arms. It sucks. It's the weirdest thing.
Why don't you put like paper toweling or something?
Yeah, paper toweling.
You know, how comfortable is that?
It's not, but it's more sightly. I mean, not that I'm trying to, I'm not trying to make you uncomfortable just because you got fucking two lakes under your arms. Don't get me wrong.
That's so mean.
That's okay. It happens. No, no, don't be upset.
Yes,
don't be upset. I love you. Everybody fucking, everybody sweats like they just pitched 8 innings.
For once, it's not me.
Oh, you want to see her pits. Oh, Flutzy. That's why she's fucking not wearing sleeves. Karen's pits.
Oh, you learned your lesson, Dan.
Oh, yeah. Believe
me. Hey, I bet I can fog up my camera.
Yeah. Believe me. Her pits. That's hot. They have a little guy in a barrel going over them. Believe me. Those pits
are really
fucking-
I have such a terrible story in 8th grade or 7th grade. Whenever I hit puberty, it came running down like waterfalls. I don't even understand. And like one day, I was so embarrassed that I was debating just like, pretending, like falling out of my chair, pretending I was having a seizure or some shit. I just wanted to go home. I was mortified.
You should have put your arms up and pretended you were drowning. That would have been fine. Fucking. That's not
Who
very nice.
This problem?
Does antiperspirant not work for you?
That's a fair question, babe. Wait, that's a nice way to ask. What's that?
That is a nice. No, first off, you should never use anything antiperspirant because you're supposed to sweat and it collects the toxins in there. And my mom had breast cancer, so.
That's actually true. I actually did.
I'm not trying to have cancer. I'd rather have lakes under my arms than have cancer. God forbid.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. There's got to be another option between
there is.
Either you look like Hulk Hogan or you got cancer. There's got to be a fucking middle ground. Like you don't have cancer and we can't see your pit stains.
That's true. I could put like panty liners, like you said.
There you go. A paper toweling. They're not that bad. Let me see. It's not that bad. Just do that.
It's like your armpits are having a period.
There you go, babe. You said it better than I could have.
Why? Why does this happen to me?
It's
Why?
Okay. It's usually always Karen's underarms. Don't be embarrassed.
I know. It's always me. It's good. Like you said, it's healthy. It's good to sweat. You work out. You have a hot body.
Thank you.
And this right now, though, is why.
Yep.
Why no one should wear it. This is why clothes are a pain in the butt. You would never see pit stains if you didn't have clothes on.
That's right. That's right. Or go sleeveless.
Yeah. Go see right sleeveless. There, Karen.
Yeah.
Flutes. I should have just wore black. Completely be invisible.
That'll do too. That works.
Nah, a little sweat's okay. Don't be embarrassed. It's
don't be embarrassed.
Okay. At least it doesn't stink, you know.
Yeah, even if it did, that's okay. It's a pandemic.
A lot of times. I find that people who wear deodorant, they have like that manufactured BO smell when they sweat. So we don't have that. I never use deodorant either.
Yep.
I never used anything under there. I just let
all
it.
We're not going to make this a promo. Talking about everybody's wet armpits.
And some guys really smell it, really like to smell, you
this
know?
Is
like
the wet pit parade.
Yeah, believe me, I know a guy like that. He fucking loves to put his nose in an armpit, and he wonders why he's lonely at age 52. Anyway, a lot of guys like like a good stinky pit. Ooh, like a little foot under there.
Some guys like a stinky foot, too.
That's right.
A little bit of sweat collecting in the crack of your butt.
Swamp ass? Ew.
Not, it's not like steaming. It's not like a steam coming from your hole. It's like after you work out, you know, it like drips down. And that there's like a little, it collects like sometimes like a perfect droplet in there in between your butt cheeks. No?
One no. droplet fine, or is it really swampy? Zia asked the right question. Go ahead, babe. You ask for me.
I just the first thing I thought of was swamp ass, and like that's never pleasant. But if it's just a little bead at the top, that sounds different.
Yeah.
After it depends if I'm using my kettlebell. If I'm doing kettlebell swings, I'm gonna have a sweaty swing.
Yeah, because the fucking bell is going right under there, right?
Yeah, you're supposed to really hike it into yourself. I've been watching these tutorials, and I guess I don't hike it into my hymen enough or whatever. You really gotta hike it.
Karen, you don't have a hymen.
Oh, no.
I was on an alliteration kick.
Yeah. So do you ever smell a guy back there and he's not clean? I had a very embarrassing moment.
Mm-mm. Oh, no. What happened?
I was with a girl. It was like a first date. We were kissing. And she said, I like a man with personality. So I slid down my shorts and I knelt on the bed and I just ripped my cheeks open. And I said, eat me out.
No.
Okay. Is that the personality she was talking about? Right. What did she say, Chip?
She patted me on the cheeks and said, why don't you hop in the shower, Chip?
Take a tub.
Sounds like she was nice about it.
Yeah, she said, why don't you hop in the shower, Chipper? I was like, yeah, what ends?
I'll rinse off some dingleberries.
Yeah, we laughed about it. You know, I made it go in there anyway, but we did have a good laugh about it. Yeah. Oh, no. Now, see, I hope I didn't upset Flutie. We're going to cut the whole fucking 10-minute segment about your fucking sopping wet underarms. That's coming out.
Well, you know, it's been a reality I've had to live with for so long.
So Listen, let me ask you something about your dating life. Talk to me.
Who? Me?
You, babe.
Oh, well, you know, I'm chilling. I'm going steady, you know. It's all good for now.
Oh, you got a fella. All right, let's.
Everything's good. Everything's right. Chilling.
Now, what do you want to ask, Azia? See, girls ask better questions about, what do you want to know about Flutie's dating?
Well, you're going steady and you're chilling. Is this like kind of a serious relationship, or are you in the just like, we're just having fun phase?
Oh,
fight,
I mean.
Fight.
Yeah.
What I say now will forever haunt me. No. okay. You know, to be honest, I can't really answer that because we haven't really had.
Oh, you haven't.
He's talk. Married. He's married.
No.
He has a family. He has a different wife and kids in New Jersey.
That's a very beautiful song.
That's right.
Imagine. No, but you know, and I'm not really pressed for it either. I'm really not. I'm just this pandemic. Everything's happening. You know,
she's
I'm just kind of like
from the block, man. She's not pressed about no fucking.
I'm
guy.
Not pressed.
That's
I'm
right.
Not. She's I'm not. It's like, you know what?
Nipples and minding her own business, man.
I'm doing the thing. But you know what? If he one day woke up and was like, yo, I want to keep you forever, I'd be like, we'll talk about it.
You know? Oh, you might be willing. You wouldn't just say, yeah.
No, I
you
never
wouldn't
just say
yes. No either.
I wouldn't say no, but I wouldn't say yes. Because we got to talk about it.
How long have you been seeing him?
I'm not dating a guy.
Not you, Chip. Oh. Lisa. I know you get the kudos, Chip.
9 months, I want to say.
Oh, that's okay. A while.
Okay. Yeah, that's
pandemic,
a while.
Pandemic boyfriend.
That's okay. Have you, you know,
smelled his dingleberries?
What? Cut that out. That's vulgar. That's coming out. You know.
I haven't shaved his butt cheeks yet. No.
Does he need them shaved?
No, actually, it's pretty bare.
Yeah.
From what I can tell. I'm not snooping. I don't snoop.
Oh, you don't go back there?
No.
I love going back there.
You do. Yeah. See, Karen, this is why you're a party girl. So you like to go. You like to, that's why you get the flights to the islands, because you like to go around back there and fish and whatnot.
I'm always snooping around back there. I'm like a little squirrel looking for nuts. What else I can find back there?
Yeah, you ever poke around there with your finger and regret it? Like, oh, that was a error in judgment.
Like, wait a minute, his elbow wasn't on my neck a second ago.
Oh no. All right, let me ask you, what's the grossest thing a guy ever asked you to do?
Who, me?
Any of you, like everyone has had a guy say, hey,
could you do this?
And you're like, yeah, what's that?
Put a dildo in his ass.
Ah, you dated Norton? All right, wait. He said, could you put a dildo in my ass? Did he want
you to leave after? We were playing with toys on me, obviously. And then all of a sudden, he wanted to flip the roles. And I was like, oh, wait a second. No, I will not do this. And he was about ready to mount me for me to do it. And I was like, no.
Wait, mount you? What do you mean?
Mount him.
No. I was laying down and he was going to mount me to put his butt to my face as if, you know, like a 69 deal. But if the girl is on top,
gotta get in there.
With a dildo or just licking?
No, he wanted me to put the dildo in his ass. And I was like, you gotta be nuts.
While it was over his face?
You lick your finger and you give it one quick clean out, and then you can lick their buttholes.
There you go, babe. That's the thing. Well, you take a piece of toilet paper. I'll always leave one right. I leave the whole roll right on the bed. And I'm like, babe, if there's anything back there that's a problem, just feel free to get in there and wipe it.
No wet wipes?
No, just a regular piece of toilet paper.
Because you want to make sure you collect it all, the moisture.
Right.
No, I'll tell a girl, look, if there's any issues, there's a fucking whole roll of TP, just put some on your finger and get in there and take care of it and don't even tell me.
I mean, listen, no shame to all the men out there that like it in their ass. It's just, I'm not the girl to do it.
You didn't want, so how did you tell him, no, I don't want to put a dildo in your hiney?
I'm pretty upfront. So I was
well, actually you were behind, you know. Oh, Chipper, cut it out.
I definitely was like,
she's really up front. She's like, no, I'm not putting this in your butt. All
right. Nah. Yeah, right. I was like, oh no.
Was he embarrassed?
One thing I will not do is put this in your butthole.
Was he embarrassed?
No. I mean, my first reaction is always harsh, but then I go, no, it's okay. It's just, you're fine, but just, it's not going to happen, but it's okay.
So wait, what was the moment like when he was laying on his back and his hands are up and he had to let go of his toes and let his legs come back down to the bed? What was that like? Was he like, was that the end of the experience?
It was just, oh my God.
Yeah, did he like leave after that? Did he hop up?
No, you know, because this was so many years ago, but like at the time, We had actually dated for a few months and it never came up when we dated, but then
the
classic,
you know, you dip in a cruller in coffee and he goes, hey, by the way, you know,
you know what this reminds me of,
but then we stopped seeing each other. We had like a blowout fight. One day at Whole Foods, and I never go to Whole Foods, maybe five times in my life. I was standing in the Whole Foods in Union Square and he spots me. And he goes, Louisa? And I go, oh, God.
And he ran over. He's got Crisco and a cucumber. Hey, do you still want to go out with me?
I swear. But after that, we started just like having sex again, not seriously. And then that's when he decided, well, I guess you're not my girlfriend. So let me just pull out all the cards.
Yep.
Can you put it in my ass? And I was like, no.
Or maybe it's something he discovered with someone after you that he liked. He was like, oh, I'm into this. He'd never done it before.
That's right, babe. Now, how would you have responded to that if a man said, hey, look, you want to go back there and fucking just kind of slide that mug in?
I'd give it a shot. Why not?
There you go. There you go. That's why you got the cool emoji behind you.
The emoji, my Pikachu emoji.
What's the weirdest thing a guy ever asked you for that you were like, I don't think so?
Honestly, nothing. I haven't been asked anything crazy. I was really trying to think about it, and no one's ever asked me for anything where I'm like, mm-mm.
Really?
No, that's nothing weird. And there's, I'm trying to think of anything that's like so crazy that I would like say, like, I'm trying to think of something that's really bad, but I can't right now.
How about if a guy wanted you to like put on a strap on and slap his face and say like, you've been a bad girl, Chippa.
Yeah.
I'd give that a shot. Why not?
I would like that, but I'm just using that as an
example. Right, as an example. Yeah. You don't like to be humiliated like that. You like to be the boss.
Specific example.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you gotta put yourself in it to make the question valid. Now, how about you, Karen? What's the fucking ickiest thing a guy ever asked you for?
My social security number.
Come on, babe. You're bull sugaring.
I don't mind sniffing around a butthole. So nothing really weirds me out. No guys ever wanted to pee on me.
I've been trying to get someone to do that to me.
Really? Oh, what? Please.
I just want to try it. I think that you don't know if you're going to like it until you try it.
Yeah.
So how come your husband won't just take a leak on you while you're watching TV?
Because he can't do it if someone's watching.
Oh, this is what I do. I pee in a cup and I throw it on someone. Why does he just do that?
That's a good alternative. You wait till it gets really cold out and you throw it out outside of pieces.
Yeah, nice hot cup of piss.
You know, I just don't think that would help hold the same weight. It's not quite the same. Why, you know what I mean?
Sneak up on him the next time he's peeing and be like, I love you, honey.
Yeah, just put your face by the toilet. How you doing? What's going on up there?
And then before my next stream, I have a black eye and everybody's like, what happened?
Nice, slammed the toilet.
Just, you know, if you scare someone and they just, you know.
So wait, you said to him, look, hey, babe, you're about to tinkle. I'm here. Let's try it. And he can't go. He's like, nothing happens.
No, I brought it up in conversation casually being like, hey, this could be something to try. I'm curious about it. It could be really fun. And he was like, yeah, I can't because I can't go in front of someone like that.
Oh, I can't pee unless somebody's watching. I'm just the opposite. Believe me, I need an audience. Then all of a sudden it comes out, you know.
Just staring at you, like at your pecca or?
Mocking it. I peed on a girl in Los Angeles one time. We were in a hotel and she's like, pee on me. I'm like, babe, you're singing my song. Fucking French time. She had to yell at me. All right, stop it. I'm getting on the elevator, Chip. I'm like, what am I going to do? I had to go off.
On the elevator.
Yeah. I'm just kidding about that part. So Karen, now you're not getting out of it. What's something weird that a guy has asked you for that you were like, nah, I don't know. That's a little much. Doesn't even have to be that dirty.
Okay. There's a guy who loves having his nipples pulled so hard. Yeah, his nipples are now like slightly droopy. I'm clearly not the only one who's tugging on them. So I think after years of nipple play.
You like it or no? You think it's weird?
I mean, I liked that guy. I was very attracted to that guy. I thought he was hot and a great guy. So it didn't really deter me. They were easy to hold on to. They'd already been stretched out.
Oh, Jesus.
What? Tootsie, what? You wouldn't do it, would you? You don't like big, long nips, do you, babe? You know what?
See, that's a little weird. Not weird. And you know what? Nothing is, I guess, weird. You know, like everybody's into their thing. I would do that, though. I don't want to put a dildo in your ass, but I'll pull your nipples, you know?
Okay. That should be in your Tinder profile.
You don't want to put a
dildo? That should. I won't put a dildo in your ass, honey.
Yeah, but I'll tug your nips. I'll tug your nips for a little bit if you like.
Actually good.
Yeah, right?
Get no all the dildo matches.
Yeah, you get all the matches because, well, although some people wouldn't match because a lot of people might like somebody who would put something in their hiney. We don't have to talk about sex. Let's ask this question. Now, Karen, you've been on a bunch of dates. What's something on a date that somebody did that you didn't like that you just thought wasn't gentlemanly?
Oh, whenever they like double the tax or don't leave like a 20 to 25% tip. I don't like when they talk to the waitress at all. I used to be a waitress. I know for a fact. Those waitresses don't want to fucking talk to you. Not as long as you're talking to them, you know. I got an argument. He's like, I just try to joke. I get kind of awkward. I just try to joke around with them. And it's like, shut the fuck up and order your sushi and leave a good tip. Stop bothering her.
Karen, I love you. So I've waited tables for years. Did it also drive you fucking crazy when people would ask you what your name was and then call you by your name the entire time?
Of course.
I hated it.
Especially with the guy she's going home with. She hates that.
You don't even want them to know your name.
I know. People are like, what would you recommend? It's like, ugh, I recommend you know what you like.
Right. Yes. Thank you. Oh, God.
You know what I do to impress a date? I tell the waitress off. Yeah, that always impresses a date.
I love it.
Yeah.
Girls love that. Yep.
I'm like, get my food. I'm like, this soup fucking sucks, bitch. Bring it back. And the girl's like, fuck, I like this guy.
I like
He's cool. Wow. He's cool.
They like a man in charge.
They like a man in charge. All right, so you don't like a fucking cheapskate who doesn't leave a proper tip.
Yeah.
That's fair. How about you, Zia, before you were married and whatnot, what didn't you like? What was something a guy that would do? You go, no, I don't like that. That's not very gentlemanly.
Well, that's, first of all, Karen, yeah, hit the freaking nail on the head with that one, 100%. If you're a dick to a waiter or a server and you don't tip well, I'm already done. But I think I'll tell... This seems like kind of a shallow thing, but if you listen to bad music, I have a real hard time with it.
Like what?
Anything. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like pop music or something like that, or like mumble rap, anything in that sort of genre.
If you're rolling up blasting K-pop or something.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I have a rough time with it. It's like, we're not going to be able to hang out and listen to music together. This is going to be bad.
Or like really sad songs.
I like that. Now, is this a turn off? Let me ask you, because I like to get a girl. We'll sit in my car and I'll put on like a mixtape and I'll say, yo, check this one out. And then like a sad song will come on and I'll hold their face. I'll be like, listen to the words and I'll cry.
Well, I like emotional guys.
Yeah, sensitive. Exactly.
I knew it. I was like, Flutzy's getting wet for this one.
I am.
Under our arms.
Yeah. She's lubing up her flute. She's ready to play the song with you as you cry. That's
now, Flutzy, Flutzy's musical. She plays music. She does all the. Yes. I like the Kiss one. The Kiss one's still my favorite.
Yeah.
You do? Yay.
Love it.
I'm going to do another one. I think I'm going to do another Kiss song. What should I do?
Detroit Rock City or Rock and Roll All Night.
Yeah. All right. I'll do that for you, Chip.
Or Beth, I Hear You Calling.
Okay. I'll pick one.
So what's something that you don't like when a guy does, Flutzy? Because you're into the romance. God damn it. What do you not like? What will turn you off? Like, you'll be like, this is not the guy for me. He's digging in his nose and eating it or whatnot. Yeah, things that we've all done. Where you going, Karen? God damn it. Sit down.
Karen, did you just buy those pants?
Yeah, I saw the tags on them. I return them.
Why?
Because I feel like I should get the smaller size. They're like a little big.
Yeah.
What size are they? A medium or a small?
They're 24. And I guess I'm a 23.
Nice.
Which is weird because that's how old I am, too. It's nuts.
No, you're not. You're older. That's not
Shut
true.
Shut up, Chip. This is my fantasy.
God damn
she looks
it, babe.
23.
Mine,
Come
too.
On. Oh.
Sorry, Flotsy. Go ahead. You talk to me. Tell, okay. What was a guy do on a date? You're like, it fucking sucks.
You know what? I don't like the interview type dates.
What is it about it that you don't like?
You know, like, you know, it's like aside from the bad tipping and whatever, because I agree with that too. But yeah. You know, if I'm on a date with you, I prefer more thoughtful dates, number one. Or like just cute dates. But
like
if we have to go to dinner, like what?
Like go to McDonald's with balloons or something, or go play in like a kid's room.
You know what? If a guy showed up on a date with me and he brought me balloons, automatically I'd be like, you're cool. Like, cause he's, you know, I just like a different thought process, a different mentality. So like, if I'm there and we're talking, it's like, oh, so what do you do? And I mean, most likely we would have already had those conversations.
Hold on. The balloons are okay. As long as they don't have the number 7 on them. And he goes, I hope you like role play. You know,
that's a lot for the first
date. Creepy.
Probably a lot for any date because I don't want to be 7 years old.
No. It wasn't for each one. It was 77. You put two together. He likes old people.
Oh.
He's got an old woman fetish.
Oh, shit. See, I don't like to be aged either, so that probably wouldn't work out.
Oh, yeah. You don't like that? You don't like role play? You ever do role play? I like role play.
Huh. What have you ever, what have you role played? Who were you? Were you a jaguar? Were you ever an animal?
Yes.
Yeah. Which one was your favorite animal?
I wanted to be a tiger. Ooh. But the girl made me a marsupial. She said she wanted me to be a ferret. I had one girl tell me to be a ferret.
Did you not shower for like a month and then?
No, she told me I had to shower to play the ferret because I hadn't showered for a couple of weeks.
Oh, because ferrets stink, you know? So I figured maybe she might have liked that. BO. No.
I mean, I think he was telling me that if I shower, then I'll smell like a ferret because I was worse. I apologize. I didn't deliver that one well.
No, it's fine. I mean, I never role played. I don't think I've ever been a nurse or Count Dracula or a tree. Or
how about a nurse? A nurse would be nice. I did nurse role play one time. Oh. She's like, I'll be a nurse. What would you do? And I fucking pulled out a full bedpan. I'm like, here you go, babe. Let you dump this mug. It was pudding, but it was still sexy.
No. Did you have her dump it on you?
No. Yeah, and then we ate it, but she knew it was pudding, you know. Okay. We would, role play in German. All right, so you're not into role play either, Karen? You seem like you're fading away. Get back here.
I like a good role play. I like a pseudo rape fantasy once in a while, but it's hard to catch people by surprise, you know?
Wait, now what's a pseudo rape fantasy?
I don't know. Obviously saying, no, you're not really raping me because you're my boyfriend or we're dating or whatever, but I don't know. If you really commit to it, you could have some fun moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, what, does he break into the house and whatnot?
Yeah, I'll sneak up behind you, wear a mask, and like tell you.
Oh, COVID's perfect for this.
Yep. Yeah. Damn. And then he pins you down and gives you the business.
Yeah. And you have to like to know like a secret like tap out move so that he doesn't actually hurt you.
Yeah, you got to have a safe word.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I've made that mistake while I was being whipped. My genitals were being whipped.
No.
Oh, yeah. And she had a fish hook. It was like the Passionate of Christ. And and my safe word was, ow, stop. She didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't tell her your safe word?
No. Did you ever see the Passionate of Christ? Watch the ass beating they gave him. That's what my balls and thighs looked like when I was finished.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Little hook digging into my scrotum. We laugh about it now, you know.
Chippy, can you not have kids from after that incident?
No, I can't have kids because when I was a boy climbing a fence, I was straddling the fence and the little part, I got my you-know-what caught on it and it ripped me from my anus all the way back up through to the tip.
Oh, my God.
Well, how many stitches was that?
117.
Oh my God.
Oh. That's a lot.
117.
Well, you know, there's a lot of kids that need to be adopted out there. There's a lot of if you ever want one. You can just go to any, you know, place and you can have a son if you ever feel like you want to give a child a home.
Thanks, babe.
You got
That's
it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
You could always have Karen be the surrogate. Would you do that for Chippy?
No, my eggs are so dead.
They're dead. Right? Yeah, your eggs are no. It's like a hen house that had a gas leak. There's just nothing happening in there. Just.
Catastrophic atomic womb bomb.
So can you not have kids?
No, I don't know. I keep trying. I mean, I let guys come at me all the time. But the thing is, you both have to have an orgasm at the same time, or that helps you get pregnant, I guess.
Does it?
I heard.
I never heard that. No wonder I never knocked anybody up. So wait a minute.
I feel like that's why guys are always smacking my vibrators out of the way. They're like, get out of here. Because they probably saw me like freak out in a Rite Aid like 5 minutes ago. They don't want to have a kid with me, you know?
Oh, okay.
But these fucking Rite Aids, it's like there should never be a line, you know?
Why?
But there's always a line.
Always. Hold on. We got us a sketch. Go ahead. Now, hold on. Babe, tell me. Hold on a second. All right. You do the thing. They should never have.
I hate you.
Why is there a line at Rite Aid? Go ahead.
I'm buying Vagisil and Monistat, right?
Oh.
I'm getting two vaginal items, and there's no way to hide them. They're in these big pink and purple fucking boxes that are like, I'm a dumb woman with an itchy pussy or whatever. And it's like,
There's two. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 employees. Rite Aid. Hi, welcome to Rite Aid. My name's Kyle. May I help? Trying to figure out a fucking cashier because this one guy gave his coupons after. That's what it was. They're like, you got to give these coupons before. There's a line down the fucking block. Fuck this.
You stand there with Vagisil and a back scratcher. Like, oh boy, this is going to be a long weekend.
I'm like, I'm opening this tube now. I don't care. I'm itchy.
Was it itchy?
Yeah, I just slathered it on. It's because I masturbated too many days in a row.
Well, that what happened? It gets dry and scaly?
It wasn't dry. I was irritated. It was irritated.
Yeah.
Vaginas aren't the worst.
Yeah, my friend Norton says that. What do you mean? Why? What's wrong with him, Flossie?
What's wrong with it? Oh,
yeah,
my
what's
God.
Wrong with yours? God, we're all friends. I'll cut this out.
You know, you can't go from ass to vagina.
So you can.
Or if you get
bacterial
vaginosis. You get yeast infections for no damn reason sometimes.
Great. You call Tom Poppy, you make bread. So what?
I wish I could sell it. I just sell it for profit.
Somebody would buy it. You can.
Well, there
you know
are.
What? That is true.
There is vagina yogurt. Like, that's an actual thing.
Ugh.
Vagina yeast, like yeast yogurt. Is so just really? Start selling it for that. Yeah.
Wait, where do you get it, really? Babe? And who eats it?
I don't know. I remember this story a while ago, and I can't remember.
All my OnlyFans subscribers eat it.
There you go. Karen's selling her vagina
yogurt. Wow, I need
to dip
into your audience.
Do you have a big audience there?
It's okay.
Okay. Are they nice to you?
They're really nice.
All right, that's chill.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's chill. Do they say stupid things?
Once in a while, but it's usually pretty funny.
All right, that's chill.
I've been trying to keep up with the feet guys. They're really specific.
Why?
They want close-up foot stuff and scrunched-up feet stuff.
Oh, yeah. I knew a guy that used to like that. They liked when the feet get all
crinkled.
Yeah,
I love it.
They like when the feet are doing that. You don't want to like that? No. All hunched over and whatnot. Fucking ghouls.
Very specific.
They are. Because the first time they got a chubby, they were watching Nana's toes. Ooh, I don't know. Look what mother's toes just did. They went,
oh my God.
Or they watched their sister grab something with her foot. They're like, ooh, that could be my pecker.
Yeah.
Fucking creeps.
I love them.
What size feet you got? I like big feet.
They're so polite. I used to have 8. But I think I bound them and now they're like a 7.5.
Oh, okay. Boy, believe me, do that again. That's going to get us a whole bunch of views. Fucking all the foot freaks out there. Get your peckers out.
Darren, right. You're giving it away for free. That's a problem.
No, but that's okay. The rest of us are in it. No one's going to want to fucking tug their pecker with me at the top. I mean,
I would like that. I love a whole bunch of different elements in my porn. You know what
Trust
I mean?
Trust me. Babe, believe me.
It's
foot
like,
fetish
when,
people.
When do the knife guys show up? I like, you know, like, who cares? I love it.
Yeah, fuck.
Those are beautiful.
Oh, come on, babe. Cut it out.
They are.
I'm on
so
Wiki
smooth.
Feet.
Are
Ooh,
you really?
I want to see your profile.
Yeah.
Look it up. I wonder who has nicer rating, a better rating, me or Chip. I'm on
you
there.
You probably do, babe, because my feet are a little fat. I got fat feet.
People like
Why
that.
Why can't this be your first date? Instead of laughing the night away watching movies, you guys could be taking photos of each other's feet for Wiki Feet and making money.
That's really hot. I've done that before. I've done what they call fucking toe 69s, where I shove my feet in her mouth and she sucks mine and we'll just enjoy each other for hours. And I'll be like, isn't this great? We're not going to get AIDS doing this. She'll be like, that's a great point, Chip.
No STDs, no pregnant. Look at
that's
that.
Right.
So responsible, Chip.
You must get a lot of weirdos, Zia, on the gaming and all that. Especially you got like a little weird fat man behind you. Little weird fat thing.
He's a little cute fat thing that shocks you. There's some people that come in and say some weird stuff. Like there's one guy that came in and his username was unapologetically fapping to you. Or no, I'm sorry, not unapologetically, apologetically fapping to you. And
That's
he
nice.
Would ask you if it's okay if he hangs out in your stream to like basically jerk off, but he'll like tip you money. And you're just doing your stream. And I was like, sure, do your thing. Like
you don't care. You don't give a turkey, right?
I can't see him. I don't know what the hell he's doing. I mean, half the people could be jerking off and I would have no idea.
That's right. That's what you ought to say. If he goes, do you mind if I fap right back and go, I don't give a turkey.
That's right.
That'll really turn him off. Yeah. No guy wants to hear that when he's jerking off. Oh, oh, I don't give a turkey.
No, I just start singing and everybody immediately stops. Any arousal they might have had is just gone.
That's nice, babe. And how about you, Flutzy? You feet the people. Like, I don't like, I like nice fucking size 9.5, 10s.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my feet, I mean, I'm an 8.5. Mm. So pretty for my nice. Height, I have small feet, I guess.
How tall are you?
They're fine. I'm 5'9".
Oh, okay. Ooh. I forgot you were taller than me. God damn.
Yeah, I'm tall. I'm
Does
a tall
your boyfriend
girl.
Have a giant pecker?
Oh, my God. Oh, I don't like to talk about
That's pecker. A no. That's okay. He's a good guy. That's a no.
No, that's not true.
That's okay. That's not no, true. No one's embarrassed. We'll
no, that's not
out.
True. I just, you know, I don't
average
I don't,
pecker McGillicuddy.
I like to respect people's dicks. So sure. The one thing I don't do is, I never have actually, I never talk about the size of the person I'm seeing because that's like, you know,
fair
I
enough.
I don't want the size of my vaginal canal out there.
Let me ask you a question, Karen. Now, if you're dating a guy and he's got a huge pecker and someone says, does he have a big pecker? What do you say?
I say he has a huge pecker. The only time I've ever not talked about the size of my guy's penis is when he had a micro penis.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. I would never date a guy with a micro penis. Just kidding, Flutes.
You ever see one?
I'm not a guy.
And that's, you know what? That's not even necessarily true because I feel like I could survive off of clitoral orgasms for the rest of my life. So even if a guy had a micro penis and I was really in love with him, I could deal with it.
That's good news. Okay. Good news.
That's good news.
That's good news, right? For a lot of those micro peepees out there.
They probably get really good at oral too, you know, yeah. Like they've really perfected that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get right
I guess
there.
There's also that sense of like, I really like making guys come, you know, and like, how do you make guys with micro penises come?
You fucking, yeah. You fuck real men in front of them. That's what you do.
He tells you you have a micro penis. You're like, well, yeah, I hope you're a cuck.
Yeah. And you sit there and do that fucking thing. Guys, little peckers, and they jack like this. Foot, foot, foot. Like the polish in a Matchbox car. What the fuck are you doing? What is that? Foot.
Maybe I could use my clit sucker vibrator on his dick.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. I hope we weren't too vulgar for all the ladies. Yeah. I appreciate everybody's openness.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's life, you know.
That's
sometimes
right,
you
babe.
Come across a micro penis and sometimes you come across a foot lover. And sometimes yeah. You want a guy, you get a guy that wants a dildo in his ass. So.
And sometimes it's all the same person. You can just push him off a cliff. Let me ask you something, Flutzy. You ever see a micro pecker and how did you handle it? Before we go, I got to know. How'd you handle it?
How big is a micro? Like
anything under 8.
Anything under 8, really? I thought the average size was 6.
Maybe for most guys, you know. No, I mean, if you have it like a little one, like a little, like the type of one that you know no. That every time he pulled his pants off in the gym, he probably got beaten up.
Oh, shit. No, I don't think I've ever come across a guy with a micro penis.
Oh, okay.
Thank God.
Would you laugh
God
at him?
God is on my side for that.
Would you laugh at him?
No, I would just politely tell him that I just got my period. So we can't do anything. We can't do anything. What and he'll be like, what?
What if he's like, I have to check or I'm not leaving.
Well, also, that's awkward because at that point, he definitely already has his pants off. So you were going to have sex with him. And then you're like, right. Just kidding. Got my period.
Like, oh. Yeah. Oh, my God. It gushed. It just gushed. I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Wow. Sure enough.
And then I'll take the tampon. I'll do the whole thing. I'll be the actress that I need to be. Go into the closet. Get the tampon. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll put it into my vagina right in front of him if he needs me to.
He's going to need it to dab up the blood from the wrist that he just slit.
Yeah, he knows. Believe me, every excuse. He's seen periods come suddenly. He's seen fires break out in the kitchen. He's gotten calls. My grandmother just died. He's heard it all. If he's got a micro pecker. There's nothing you're going to say. He knows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell him I'll call him tomorrow.
Oh, that'll be better.
So flutist, where can people see you and whatnot and your music videos and see you and all that?
Oh my God. So my Instagram has the links to everything else. So if you just find me by my real name, Luisa, LuisaLadeVeze. And then, you know, everything else you'll see in my bio. But YouTube is Flutzy, you know. It's either Flutzy or my real name, really.
Do you got a link tree? Babe, my link tree's going viral.
Nice.
Yeah. Ooh. Nice. I do have one.
Okay.
It's in my bio on my Instagram.
All right. And how about you, Zia?
If you want to follow me on Twitter or Instagram, it is at Zia_land. It's spelled XIA_land and twitch.tv/Zialand. We bake on the streams. We cook. Well, we also cook on the streams. We snack on the streams. We play games on the streams and we watch videos on the streams. It's a lot of fun.
Okay. How's Piece of Garbage E-Rock?
He's doing good.
I want him to come on again.
Tell him he has to.
I want Eastside Dave. How come he won't come on?
I don't know.
No clue.
He doesn't like me?
Zero clue. No, he has nothing bad to say. But, you know, he has kids. I feel like whenever people have kids, they always have excuses. They never do anything. They never can. I don't know. I don't know what it's like.
Maybe he just doesn't like Chipperson.
No, he likes you.
It's very hurtful.
I doubt.
He may compare feet with you.
Oh, does he like feet?
I don't know. No clue. But he might. A good foot.
What?
A good foot. You know, no one can ever turn away a good foot.
All right. Stephen Hawking's wife. All right. How about you, Karen? Where can people see you?
You can follow me on Instagram at Keryn Feehan, KerrynFeehan. Subscribe to my OnlyFans, M&M6969.
Why that one?
I don't know. I was being artistic.
Okay.
And follow me on Twitter at KFreehams and subscribe to my YouTube. That's where my podcast is. OnlyFans, new episode every week. And my animated series, Keryn Stuffs. Oh, yes. Yeah. It'll probably be out by the time this comes out because it's coming out tomorrow. So
how long is your, I seen the commercial for that. That's what made me think you actually, how long is your, is each episode?
Each episode's like around 9 or 10 minutes. So
okay, it's cartoons. And now what did you do? You taped it at home and someone drew it?
Well, we wrote it together. This gentleman, Lewis Tuck, and myself, he also animated it. He's really talented. And then there's a lot of funny people that do the voices. Hopefully I can get Chip to do a voice. But in the first episode, there's Bonnie McFarlane, Rich Voss, Derek Gaines, Mookie Thompson, and Micah Fox. So yeah, it's really funny.
Oh, that's really chill. That's cool.
Cool.
I guess you got all the really funny people to do it.
No.
I guess all the really talented people did it.
Chip, you know that I think you're too big time. I would never bother you with such a silly request.
No, that's okay. I guess all the best people got to do it. That's what it matters.
Sad Chip. Aww.
Oh, that's okay. I mean,
I assumed you were on a world tour, just like banging groupies everywhere.
No, but I'm happy that you got such a good cast of people and good friends and everything to be a part of it.
You better cut it out right now.
Okay.
I'm going to cry.
No.
It looks like I'm taking Chippy home tonight. No one else.
I want Karen to have fun with the friends who are really funny and talented. They can all enjoy together.
I never should have said they were funny. They're average. It's a cast of average comics.
Who was it? Voss? Bonnie?
I don't remember. Check out. Chip's going to be in episode 2 or 3.
No, whatever. I don't have to. That's okay.
I'm trying to get my people to lock you down. I need to get my people to lock down your people.
No, I'm busy.
I know. Yeah. That's what I mean. I would never even bother you with such a silly request.
Okay. I'm available though. All right. Let's count down. I guess we had fun.
It's so sad.
No, it's fun. I'm so happy for you. You got your new
punch you in the neck.
No, I'm so happy you got your new show and you're having a good time and whatnot. That's really good. All your friends. Let's count down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Okay. Thanks a lot for being on my show.
Stop.
Chip, no worries. So sad.
Bye, Flutie.
Bye, Chip.
See you later, Zia.
I'll see you at
bye,
home.
Chip.
Bye, Karen. See you later.
Bye.